Blog Talk Radio.
Apologies, I'm having some technical difficulties here. One second.
Yes.
Here we go. To remind you about what we were discussing with Dr. Blyden, or Elium, here is a bit of last week's show.
The Tom and I saw your fine coffee. To me, I thought, oh my goodness, this is a great gift for wedding couples, because here they are starting off in their new life together. What better way to start off with a class? How about that? I'm grounding.
I've grown up in an apartment that comes with it.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Just put it on field. It also has added dimension of mobility. that now you can move your ninth square foot garden around the house. You can move it from one of the windows, you can move it from one side of the house to the other. It's just that much more interesting relationship to your gardening. But for me, one of the biggest and most exciting things about having this vertical dimension to doing your gardening is that you can garden sitting down. If you're in a wheelchair or if you're pretty incapacitated for one reason or the other, then it's actually now offers therapeutic benefits of doing gardening. It would be available to a lot of people who just wouldn't be able to get down on their hands and knees anymore.
Uh-huh.
And in that cylinder, you would hang a bag, a special bag. They originally made them out of recycled burlap bags.
Uh-huh.
We sewed in the lining and sewed the facility around the outside, so you got it for it.
In terms of the product?
Well, the products that we're discussing are the vertical gardening containers and various systems. We have a variety of products, but the basic idea was finding a way for people to be able to garden who lived in cities or didn't have a lot of backyard or only had a balcony or even no balcony at all, who wanted to grow plants indoors and have a garden indoors.
The open air or the feel and touch of plants, but psychically, I think that they do yearn for that. And to be able to touch plants, it's a form of grounding back to the earth, kind of getting back to zero, I believe.
Yes, I can attest to that in my experience of teaching them. It went a little bit beyond just, a few decorative herbs or decorative flowers that you might put in the window. We wanted to see if we could make something that could produce an economically viable amount of herbs, and lettuce and greens and anything else people might want to grow, but not take up a lot of space. So that's how I started. I stumbled on the design of the phytopot, which is cylindrical. So what we do is basically create a device where you can plant not only at the top as you would in a traditional plant, container, flower pot, or whatever, but also be able to plant all around the side of the container. So they're cylindrically shaped. They can be short, medium, tall. And you just plant all the way around the outside of them. So you get a lot of plants growing on this small footprint.
I love that. Okay, so it's a small footprint, different or various use of the vertical garden.
We have, so our basic technology is growing plants on the outside of a cylinder-shaped device.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now, in order to do that, you have to supply the roots of the plant, which are inside of the cylinder, with nutrients and water, and of course you have to supply the plant on the outside. You have to supply it with light and air, of course, because the plant will also be. But, so, how do you supply them with those things? This is a technology system. The plain old, original way that you fill the cylinder with soil or, potting mix of something like potting mix that's already pre-mixed with containing compost and organic material as well as your, whatever the mix is, it's usually coconut, skin and various other things like that. You buy that. Or there's also different brands in there. Miracle-Gro makes some brands, there are organic brands, there are other brands, but you buy that, you fill your cylinder with that, you'll find a hot cylinder, and then you plant the super size. That's the original model that we developed. However, there's other ways to grow plants, one of which is called hydroponics. And in hydroponics, what you're doing is, instead of filling the cylinder with soil, you just fill it with substrates like pebbles, or you could also put coconut husk, but basically something that has my own little round pebble to be a building. And what you then do is you circulate the ancient solution over that. So you have a reservoir that contains a mixture of all the minerals and vitamins and organic material that the plant needs to grow, and you circulate that through the gravel bed, and the roots of the plant just draw the nutrient directly from the liquid. So that's why it's called hydroponics, because it's basically like the water growing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the advantages of that, there are a number of advantages. One is that you don't use as much water, because you don't circulate the water. And also, the roots don't have to work very hard to get the nutrients out of the soil, so the plants can grow very efficiently. And in fact, you can get plants grow up to 5 times as fast by growing them hydroponically, giving them the right light and everything else as well as they need. So that's the big advantage of hydroponics. And these days, almost, I would say, one large percent, I don't know what it is, but it's probably 70-80% these days, depending on where you are. A lot of the vegetables, a lot of the greens, and lettuces, things that you buy in supermarkets that cost a lot of things, especially the ones that come with the roots still on them, those are all grown hydroponically. They just grow floating in water. They don't actually ever grow in soil. So we have a product, we have a line of products that use hydroponics to supply the plants with the nutrients they need to grow. Then we have aquaponics, which the same principle again, but this time, instead of having a nutrient solution or compost pea or something like that, that you think the seeds the plants, what you do is you grow fish in a tank or in an aquarium tank or a bigger tank, depending on the scale of some operation, and you circulate the water from the fish tank through the roots of the plant. Because the fish, of course, when you feed the fish, they eat what they poop. And when they poop, that nitrogen ammonia is actually great fertilization for the plant. So the plants basically take all the nitrogen out of the water. They purify the water for the fish. And you can just circulate that and create a little ecosystem in which you're growing fish. The fish benefit the plants, and the plant benefit the fish.
Wow.
So that's aquaponics. And I have a couple of bottles that we've developed that are very designed that allow you to grow fish in an aquarium and then filter the water, keep the water pure, use the plants. And of course,
wow.
You can reuse the plants too, same thing. That's even better because you don't have to spend any money on buying the nutrient solution or making a compost pea, just like you have a fish to do the work.
Okay, so you're growing fish and you're working fish, but did you also say you can also eat the fish, or would that show like eating your golden food?
In a real industrial aquaponic system, because of course there are some aquaponic systems out there, urban ones, and of course aquaponics tends to age. This technology was used by the Mayans, it was used in China, and used in West Africa to cultivate the rice and fish, so it's not aquaponics is an ancient technology. It's not a recent invention. We're, of course, just kind of modern way to make it work in an industrial setting or an urban setting. And, of course, I'm getting it to work in an indoor setting. So we actually have the products that allow you to have your fish and grow your vegetables on that same small footprint in your home.
That's very cool. So now we talked about de-stressing, then aromatherapy, and also fish growth and eating in terms of the sort of a biovertical aspect of what else does it do for the interior, for our interior environment.
Thank you for joining us here today on Budget Weddings NYC for you, and thank you to Dr. Elio Blyden from Bicopod Biovertical Home Garden. It was delightful to have Dr. Elio Blyden on the Budget Weddings NYC for you radio show. And if you'd like to get more information, go to my website, budgetweddingsnyc.com, and of course to Dr. Blyden's website, verticalhomegardens.com. And you can, of course, always call him at 510-833-4755. Until next time. I can't stop the pain.